Welcome back to our Pranic Living Free online training series. We'll take a moment to do a recap. Of course, we have preparation. Then we have dealing with the consequences of conversion. And that's what the next few videos will address. I cannot share how different our energy becomes. It's something people really need to experience. And while this freedom of choice is an incredible thing to gain, it also brings its own problems, from the way we socialize to dealing with such high energy flows that we are constantly exposed to the high levels of sensitivity and creativity and so much more, which we will talk about as the series goes on. Right now, it's important to understand that as of 2017, there's over 80,000 people in our world who have experienced being physically fed by just prana or chi, and most of these still enjoy and exercise this freedom of choice. So far in our series, we've looked at the history of pranic living, that it is a 6,000-year-old tradition that was first discovered by the Qigong masters in China. We then went on with a brief look at the actual facts and how this is possible, and stating basic things like pranic people eat all the time, but differently, which is the first mindset change we need to embrace in this educational package. In the next video, we looked at our health and family, our motivation for looking at this or even thinking about this gift, and more. For example, in our online series, we're focusing on slow and steady, safe and sustainable and successful long-term methodology. This isn't a gift that comes from the waving of a magic wand or doing a particular process or initiation. Unless we're already in that zone vibrationally, it will not be given as a gift. So we ask you to begin then, testing your prana percentage so you know exactly where you're at right now, and therefore you won't be disappointed if this gift isn't given to you from undergoing a process that your heart might have called you to do. We need to be realistic and we need to do the work involved. You would never climb Mount Everest without training, as we have said. You would never enter into a marathon or triathlon without the adequate training, and it's the same with this. So then we need to look at, and we did look at in the next video, for our emotional system retraining and being ready on all levels. After that, we moved on to looking at the actual lifestyle that is involved, plus some of the global influences that are creating big changes in everyone's bodies on Earth right now. It is about lifestyle, though. Lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. It is our daily training. Whether we do some sort of process or initiation, we need a corollary to this. In other words, something that will keep us anchored in the zone where this will be truth for us and this gift can be enjoyed. So it's always coming back to how we spend our time. In part 6, we looked at the mental system resets and the biosystem recoding. And now, in video 7 and on, we will go into some post-process, post-conversion adjustments like how to stabilize our weight and so much more. We want to share a little bit about the background from my point of view too. I learnt of global hunger issues from my mother. I was born a natural vegetarian, and having a mother always wanting me to eat meat was difficult for me. She was quick to point out I should appreciate being given any food at all, since many children were dying of hunger-related diseases. I couldn't imagine this. I couldn't imagine that I was living in a world where children weren't the number one priority in taking care of children. And as I grew, I learned that it wasn't lack of food on the planet, but it was lack of conscious distribution and prioritization of making sure that all human rights were taken care of, from food, shelter, good holistic programs of education, and more. My prayers for finding a solution to global health and hunger problems were answered in 1993 when I underwent that 21-day sacred initiation. And yes, it worked for me. Why? I was close to the zone. I'd already had 20-odd years of living the lifestyle we recommend for the sustainable success of this. So flipping into the current, or being able to be deeply, consistently infused by prana, so I was free from the need to take physical food, was a quick and easy byproduct of that initiation. And yes, it's true, I have become known as the grandmother of Western breatharianism. And yes, it's true that we have presented our research at the United Nations. Many people are taking the pranic living, pranic nourishment reality very seriously, and others find it calls their heart. If you are still with us, no doubt you are one of these people whose heart is saying, find out more, this could be for you, or whose heart has said, yes, this is the truth for me. Now, what do I need to do to gain this gift? But as we have shared, check your motivation, check your prana percentage, make sure that you follow the lifestyle recommendations and everything else we have offered in our previous videos to date. So let's continue now.